For what, a decade? More? We've all followed the same rules.
Right.
You pick a complex password, something like, treb, four, doran, three, and then you turn on two-factor verification, get a code sent to your phone, and you're told you're secure.
That was the gospel.
And that security blanket has just been completely ripped away. The attacks we're seeing now, especially targeting gaming accounts where so much value is stored,
Right.
it's clear the old shields are broken.
They failed.
And securing a PSN account, it's not just about your trophy list anymore, is it? For so many of you, this is your digital legacy.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars in games, in content, all tied to your saved credit card. When that's gone, the damage is, well, it's often permanent.
It demands a total reboot of how we think about this. The material we've pulled together for this is it's essentially a security manifesto for today. And our mission here is to cut through the noise and give you the essentials. First, we need to understand exactly why those old defenses crumbled. And second, we'll walk through, step by step, how to deploy passkeys and what we're calling financial air gapping. This is the new blueprint.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's start with the most basic flaw, the password itself. Why does that super complex password we all struggle to create, why does it keep failing?
Because at its core, a password is what we call a shared secret.
A shared secret.
You know it, and the company's server knows it. The second it's stored anywhere, it's a liability. And even if you do everything right, the company holding that secret might get breached.
And that's when the real trouble starts.
That's when we see credential stuffing. Think about it. A data breach at some random old forum you used years ago dumps millions of email and password pairs online. Hackers don't even look at them.
No.
They just feed them into automated bots that stuff those combinations into every valuable login screen they can find, banks, email, and of course, gaming platforms.
And if you've reused that password anywhere,
The bot gets a match, and you're breached instantly. The scale of this is massive. We're talking billions of dollars in damages globally from these attacks every year. It's an industry.
so that's why we have SMS two-factor, right? To stop that bot. But you're saying even that is failing. I thought the text code was the safety net.
It's a safety net against that specific bot attack, yes. But it exposes you to something, frankly, much more terrifying.
Which is?
The analysis shows SMS 2FA is really just a convenience layer. It adds friction, but it's not true security. And the reason is the SIM swap nightmare.
Okay, walk us through that because it sounds like something from a movie, but it's happening to real people.
And it's shockingly simple.
Well,
A hacker gets your personal data from another breach name, address, date of birth, maybe the last four of your social.
Stuff that's out there now.
All of it. They call your mobile carrier, pretending to be you. They say, "I lost my phone. I need to activate a new SIM card right away."
And the carrier just does it.
Often, yes. The support agent is focused on speed, on customer service. They fall for it. Your phone number is moved to the hacker's SIM. Your phone immediately loses service.
Ah, and then the hacker tries to log into my PSN account.
Exactly. PSN does its job. It sends the login code via SMS, but it goes straight to the hacker's phone now. They have your account. They didn't hack Sony, they just exploited the human at the phone company.
That's terrifying. So even if I have a unique password and I avoid a SIM swap, there's a third way in, a purely human attack vector.
Absolutely. When technology fails them, they attack the people. They'll contact PlayStation support directly, on the phone, or via chat.
Claiming what? They lost their email.
Exactly that.
What?
I lost access to my sign-in ID. And the vulnerability here is that a human support agent, if they're not trained well or they're under pressure, can manually override everything.
If the hacker sounds convincing enough.
If they have enough verification data, and this is the scary part, we're talking about things people don't think about, like the serial number of your console. If you ever posted a picture of your setup online or
Yeah.
sold an old console, that number could be out there.
Wow.
Combine that with some other personal details, and a persuasive hacker can convince an agent to change the email on the account. The moment that happens, your password, your SMS 2FA, all of it is bypassed. The account is theirs.
Okay, that is a grim picture. But here's where it gets really interesting. The shared secret is broken. So, what's this new solution from the FIDO Alliance? What is a passkey?
A passkey is a fundamental shift. We're moving away from secret sharing and into what's called proof of ownership.
Okay.
To get it, let's just simplify public key cryptography. When you set up a passkey, your device, your phone, a hardware key, it doesn't just create one secret, It creates two keys that are mathematically linked together.
The private key and the public key.
Precisely. The private key is the important one. It's generated and stored in the most secure part of your device, like the secure enclave on an iPhone.
And it never leaves my phone.
That is the most crucial point. It never leaves your device. It is never sent to Sony. Think of it like your own personal, unique signature stamp. It's yours and yours alone.
Okay, so I have the stamp. What's the public key?
The public key is like the blank verification form that perfectly matches your stamp. You send that blank form, the public key, to Sony. They keep it on their servers.
So when I want to log in?
Sony sends you a challenge, like a random puzzle, and says, prove you have the stamp. Your phone uses its private key, that invisible stamp, to solve the puzzle and sends the answer back.
And Sony just checks the answer against the public key they have on file.
Exactly. And here's the gigantic difference. There is no secret to steal. Even if hackers breach Sony and steal every single public key, they're useless.
Why?
Because stealing the blank verification form doesn't give you the unique stamp needed to sign it. That stamp, the private key, is still locked safely on your phone. The entire attack surface for password theft just vanishes.
That's a huge shift. But what about phishing? That's still the number one vector, right? People accidentally typing their password into a fake site.
This is the killer feature. A passkey makes you immune to phishing.
Immune? How?
Because passkeys are domain bound. The protocol itself checks the browser's URL before it even tries to authenticate.
So if a hacker makes a fake site, playstate0n.com with a zero,
your phone sees that URL, realizes it doesn't match the real playstation.com that your passkey was created for, and the whole process just fails. It refuses to authenticate. You literally cannot sign into a fake website. It makes that entire category of attack impossible.
That is amazing. But, okay, let me play devil's advocate. Does this just trade one inconvenience for another? Now, instead of remembering a password, I have to have my specific phone with me all the time.
That's a fair question, but in practice, the convenience is actually much, much better. Think about the login flow. You go to the site, you click sign in, your phone buzzes. You glance at it for Face ID or touch the fingerprint sensor, and you're in. It's faster than typing anything. The security is invisible. Okay, let's get practical. You, listening to this, you need to do this today. What's the checklist before we start? First, your gear. You need a modern phone, so iOS 16 or newer, Android 9 or newer, or you could use a dedicated hardware key, like a YubiKey.
Like a little USB key.
Exactly. Second, make sure your browser's updated. Chrome, Edge, Safari, they all work. And third, this is the important one. You need to know your current password one last time.
To get into the settings to make the change.
You got it. Once you're in, you go to Account Settings, then Security. You'll see the option to activate a passkey. Now, when you click this, you get to what we call the nuclear option.
Sounds serious.
Sony will warn you. Activating this passkey will disable your password. You have to confirm. That's the whole point. You're destroying the old weak link forever.
Okay. Password disabled. What's next?
Phase 3. Biometric binding. You hit Create Passkey, and your phone's operating system takes over. It'll prompt you for Face ID or your fingerprint.
Yeah.
You do that, and boom. The new private key is created and bound to your device's hardware. It takes seconds.
But, and this is the big but, what if I lose my phone? Or it breaks. Am I just locked out of my digital life forever?
Not if you do the next step, the fail-safe. This is absolutely critical. Because you're right, if you lose the hardware, you lose the key. So you must generate backup codes.
Okay.
In that same security menu, you'll see an option to generate 10 single-use recovery codes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a drill. You have to print these out.
Physically print them?
Yes. Put them in a safe, a lockbox, somewhere physically secure. Do not save them as a note on the same phone that has the passkey. That defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
These are your paper keys to get back in if everything else goes wrong.
Okay, so the passkey fortress is built. Now we have to protect the wallet inside. Tell us about this financial air gapping idea.
This protects against a different kind of threat. Let's say malware gets on your PC and hijacks a session where you're already logged in. The passkey can't stop that.
So they could still buy things.
They could, if you have a card on file. So the action item here is non-negotiable. Go to Payment Management in your account settings right now and remove every saved credit card, debit card, and PayPal link.
But that's so inconvenient. How do I buy a new game at midnight?
You switch to the gift card strategy. This is a tiny bit of friction for a huge amount of security. When you want a game, you just buy a digital PSN gift card for that exact amount, say $70. You redeem the code, the funds hit your wallet, and you buy the game.
And the benefit is?
The benefit is your account balance is always at or near zero. If a hacker gets in, the maximum amount of money they can steal is Nothing. There's no card to abuse.
The technology is solid. The passkey sounds incredibly robust. But humans are always the weak link. What are the fatal mistakes we can still make?
The first one is the date of birth trap. A lot of people, for privacy, use a fake birthday when they set up their account years ago.
I can see that.
The problem is, your date of birth is a primary security question for support. If you get locked out and you can't remember that fake birthday, you can't prove you own the account.
So you lock yourself out forever.
Exactly. So if you did that, you need to find that fake DOB, write it down, and put it with your printed backup codes now.
Okay, mistake number two. This one's about trust. Game sharing.
It's a Trojan horse. It feels friendly, but when you share your login with a friend, you're not just trusting them. You're trusting their device security, their home network, their future judgment.
If their console gets hacked, your account is exposed.
Absolutely. The rule has to be simple.
Yeah.
Never, ever share your main account credentials.
And the third, maybe the most important vulnerability.
It's the email account linked to your PSN. Your email is the master key. If a hacker gets into your Gmail or your Outlook, they can start the recovery process even with a passcode in place.
They can social engineer their way back in through the email.
That's the route. So the action item is clear. The second you enable a passkey on PSN, you must immediately go enable a passkey or the strongest possible 2FA on your email provider. Fortify the foundation.
All right, let's go to the worst case scenario. You get that email, the one that says your sign-in ID has been changed. Panic sets in. What's the protocol?
Step one is immediate containment. Don't waste a second. Try to log in with your passkey right away. If it still works, get in, go straight to security, and hit the button that says sign out on all devices.
It kicked the hacker out.
Instantly. Then immediately revoke and create a new passkey. If you are fully locked out, you go to step two, the support ticket.
And you have to be prepared.
You have to be prepared and professional. You need proof.
What proof works?
Three things.
Yeah.
The serial number of the first console you ever used with that account, a transaction ID from a recent purchase. You can find that in an old email receipt. Mm-hmm. And the last four digits of a credit card you've used on the account before.
These are things a hacker is unlikely to have.
Right. And when you contact support, be direct. Don't be emotional. Just state the facts. Use a script like this. My sign-in ID was changed without my authorization at time. I have my original console serial number and a recent transaction ID to prove ownership. Please lock the account immediately to prevent fraudulent purchases.
Demand they lock it down first.
That is the number one priority. Stop the financial bleeding.
Yeah.
So if we pull all of this together, the big takeaway is that activating passkeys on PSN isn't just an update. It's a monumental step forward. It takes power away from bots, it sidesteps weaknesses at the phone company, and it kills phishing. The control comes back to the hardware in your hand.
So what does this all mean? It means security isn't a product you just set and forget anymore. It's a lifestyle. It's a discipline. And this whole process we've described, the passkey setup, the error gapping, it takes, what, maybe 15 minutes?
15 minutes for years of peace of mind.
Right.
Don't wait for that horrible sign-in ID changed email to ruin your weekend. This shift from a shared secret, like a password, to hardware-bound proof of ownership with a passkey is the whole game. But remember, that fortress is only complete if you maintain the financial air gap and, most importantly, secure that magic key, your email account. Stay vigilant. Game on.